Hey everybody, welcome to week 10 of a 12-week series with myself, Tara Rudy, your host at Shift Your Life Design. I am excited to get through my challenge of 12 weeks to a fresh start. I'm nearing completion, 2 more weeks after today, and that just opens up a new channel for new opportunities. So I hope you've found some insight through the last 10 weeks and you continue through the next 3 and you gain some sort of insight into your new start, whether it's a healthy lifestyle, taking on a new career path, trying to learn a new regimen of some sort, whatever it is you're trying to begin. I hope you come at it with some new perspectively challenge to your mind and a new win. I believe we are winning even without the intention that we set forth. We have gained a lot of resources, a lot of new thinking processes, some new ideas to inspire your journey along this continuum of life. Life is meant to be explored and not always meant for mastery at the start. It's about continually challenging ourselves day after day and getting better one day at a time, one step at a time through change. So this week's blog was about a mindset, and I thought it was a really valuable topic to relate to a fresh start in that there are two sides of a continuum, a fixed mindset versus a growth mindset. And for many of us, we want to choose the idea that we have a growth mindset. We set forth and we're open to new ideas, we're non-judgmental, we don't have expectations. But in the end, we generally bring everything we've learned and gained along the way, and we apply that to our life day after day. So what that means is we're stagnant in our process. We revert to old habits. We are habitual beings and we like routine. So today I want to inspire you to take the change. So a growth mind believes that they haven't discovered it yet. They have yet to learn what there is to learn to master something. We're never done learning is the secret strategy to success. And if you want to keep going all the way to the end of that growth mind, you need to keep reinstilling the idea that you do not already know, but more, you need to take actions that you've never yet explored. And that is truly the only way to get on that tipping berg of mental, mindful well-being. Being with a growth mind requires you to face life adversity without knowing the way through, without yet having tried all that you have done and or do. It's about stepping past that comfort level, stepping into something unknown and trying it harder, trying it better, day after day, something brand new for you. It is really about letting go of what the expectation in this journey is. For me, I started out with this fixed mindset that I could do everything in the next 12 weeks to make my goals a reality. And in reality, that's a pretty fixed place to be. I set out with the same goal and same intention that I always do. And then I fail because I fail to meet the value in the victory. And that to me is a fixed mind. And I have learning to do. I am no better than any of you in that I am 100% mentally trying to prepare. But physically the actions are nowhere near where I need to be to see myself grow in my mind and my abilities to succeed. So I want to give you this quick analogy here. If you are a gardener, you will relate really well to this. It seems that If you have flowers in your house or some greenery, all you gotta do is apply the same simple tools day after day and it will grow and it will be abundant. But what happens on that day that the leaves start to wither away, the color turns to a brown versus green, and you're starting to see fungus or something attach onto that plant? What then? Do you basically paint that up and keep going with the same routine? Or do you have to dig deeper within that plant and that environment and look at the roots and figure out from the ground up what the actual issue is? We need to do that as human beings too. It starts in our roots, and our fixed minds have taught us, if you do this, you'll get this. If you try this, you'll get there. If you do this, you'll get this. It's a really fixed mindset. I want you to open up that mind now. Have an open mind. Reduce the hurry and reduce the worry and try break past your own divide borders that you try all the time without success and move into something brand new. Feel uneasy. That's where the growth mind will start to set forth. That's where you will discover brand new things about the who in you. And that is where the magic will simply start. It's from the foundation. It's from the roots. It's from the design that you have to let go of what you already think you know and go into territory that you haven't yet learned and you're ready yet to grow. So it is about being accepting of virtually anything. Virtually challenge yourself to a brand new entity, and your dreams, your goals will be more successful because you will now have a growth mindset setting you upon this new path of discovery. So enjoy week 10. Think about your mindset and what you're fixed within. Is it the evening snacking? Is it fixed that that's your pleasure center? Is it fixed that all the vegetables in the world topped with only protein is the right way? Are you on a keto analysis diet? What is your fixed notion to success? Remove all that and start blooming again and trying something that you have not yet trialed. And that will come to you in the time is meant to come through the journey of life. You are growing a whole research base of life alongside of you. You are breaking past a fixed mind and you are going to grow into something beautiful that you have yet to know. So look forward to the 5-year plan. Look ahead at who you want to be and start digging deeper into the foundation of your well-being. I hope you guys find success today.